In this mini-episode of The Final Straw Radio, we chatted with Beck, a University of North Carolina Asheville student and fellow organizer of this year's Radical Rush Week, which builds off of the model by the uncontrollables of UNC and their disorientation. The hope of this event is to introduce opportunities to spark conversations and relationships to radical organizing initiatives on campus, and also get folks acquainted, especially new students, to local projects around the Asheville area. You can find out more about this on the FedBook by searching for the page UNCA Radical Rush and find flyers for the week of events at UNCA and around the community. Can you introduce yourself to the audience?
So I am Beck. I'm a senior at UNCA and I use they, them pronouns.
Cool. And so you are going to be here talking to us about Radical Rush or disorientation that's coming up at UNCA or University of North Carolina Asheville.
Yeah.
Can you talk about what that is, and have you done this sort of thing before?
So Radical Rush Week is a way to get students oriented with organizations and struggles around Asheville, introduce students to like anarchist ideas and getting them engaged in like radical liberation efforts. This is something that UNC Chapel Hill actually did, and they have like the Uncontrollables, but they've recently disbanded as an official student org. But that was kind of the model that we looked at to organize this Radical Rush Week.
And is it just anarchist identified like struggles and efforts and groups and stuff, or is it a little wider than that?
It is wider than that, yeah. The students and folks that have been organizing are different backgrounds. Yeah.
Cool. So what are y'all hoping to get from this, and why did you get involved in this organizing?
So the goal is to get students engaged in organizing that's happening around Asheville, whether that be on campus or off campus, with groups like Food Not Bombs, getting folks organizing with Transmission, Prison Project, things that are already kind of going on, and then encouraging and empowering students to start their own efforts and kind of connecting these students all together.
There's a thing that I've learned over the years here, and it seems to be a thing in a lot of cities, but where there's a university, oftentimes there's kind of a disconnect between the university and the communities that are in the city, and that's partially because people are busy focusing on stuff that's focused in the university, but also because they're only here for a number of years, mm-hmm. and then they're planning on going back to where they came from, or you know, starting a job somewhere else, like moving on. It's a temporary thing for people. Do you think that this sort of effort can have an impact on at least making people more engaged with what's going on in the community and taking it with them, or changing that dynamic that's been like pointed to for a while between UNCA and the city of Asheville or the communities around here?
Yeah, I think most of these events are going to be on campus, so I think that's really important. A lot of students, first of all, freshmen who are, you know, coming in, they can't have a car, they can't live off campus, so they're pretty much stuck on campus all the time. So getting these community members at the university itself, I feel like, is going to be a good bridge. Yeah, I mean, when you have kind of like a base, like base building of community effort and what organizing looks like, you can, even if you are only going to be at, you know, UNCA and like that's your goal, stay Asheville for 4 years, you can take that with you at other places and use those skills to organize and like stay in touch with people in Asheville as well and build larger community connections, I guess. Yeah.
Also, I've heard a concern of like people wanting for sure for there to be radical engagement on university campuses, because it's mm-hmm. a time of learning. It's a time of people exploring like who they are. They're just getting like, for at least younger people, they're just getting out of the house. They're having a chance to finally like discover themselves, branch out, try new things, try new ideas. And it's, you know, for instance, like a week and a half ago, there were some right-wing flyers that were left on the university. So it seems like it's a time in people's lives frequently when they're more open to ideas. It seems like this kind of event might be a fruitful opportunity to counter organizing or recruitment into far-right groups, right?
Yeah, definitely. Hope out of this is to kind of show students that, you know, being kind of complacent in these situations is not helpful. That, you know, standing by not doing anything while these flyers are being distributed is harmful. And getting students engaged with students who are already in that fight or already know about that fight is just going to make us as anti-fascists or leftists or however folks want to identify, people who don't f- with Nazis. Can I say that word?
You did.
I did it. It's done. Yeah, building a stronger community there.
When you have groups like Identity Europa, mm-hmm. as like a, or Traditionalist Workers Party, maybe not so much, but mm-hmm. like Identity Europa, at least as one, has been trying to push into university campuses, like sending out starter packs with stickers and flyers and stuff like that, and sort of trying to engage people of European descent, and in particular, like disaffected young men from middle to upper class backgrounds, into feeling a sense of resentment towards other people for the discomfort that they're feeling. It seems like, yeah, this is like a good opportunity to counter that, and also to build the real connections between people that makes it hard for someone to hold prejudiced perspectives. If you are organizing alongside of trans folks, or organizing around, like, and you're white, and organizing around people of color, or people just don't look like you, or people from different class backgrounds or nations, like, it's harder to alienate them in your head and make them into enemies. So that seems like that's an awesome opportunity that you all are presenting.
Yeah, definitely. And UNCA is a very particular situation where our campus is really small, and it's, like, regarded as generally very, like, democratic liberal leaning, right? So no one kind of – everyone's kind of under the impression that this is just a really liberal campus and everyone's just so cool with each other. You know, we got diversity going. We're all good. Everyone's, like, on the same page. But there's anti-Semitic people on campus. There's racists on campus. Trying to, like, hand out flyers for Rad Rush Week. I was like, do you hate Nazis? And I got a lot of no's and, like, you know, in my face. So I was like, okay, well,
wow,
this is necessary to organize. because, yeah, I think the biggest issue with students at UNCA, or maybe not issue, but it's a little more insidious, the racism and the bigotry. And it's just not, it's assumed not to be there. So there's not a lot of very visible action against it, because it's like, oh, well, we're at UNCA, we're in Asheville, it's totally good. This is the greatest, most...
it's a liberal city. It's like a liberal-ish college. What could be the problem?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. But we're in a white supremacist, sexist, like, heteropatriarchal society. So it's like, it's kind of not surprising that that stuff bubbles up. And yeah, people can use whatever cues they want to say, like, oh no, I'm a progressive individual, like, I'm not hateful, or I hate everyone equally, or whatever, like, sort of like BS they want to put out about it. But yeah, so that's that. Hopefully under good circumstances, folks will be able to have conversations with the people that said, no, I don't hate Nazis, and maybe talk to them about why they might want to.
Yeah.
Can you tell listeners about the range of events going on this week around the Asheville area, around the disorientation or rush? And is only UNCA involved in this?
So, starting with the follow-up question, it is UNCA students and Warren Wilson students that are organizing, which is really great. UNCA is, like, holding all of the actual events, like, as far as physical spaces, but it's a coalition, I guess, of, like, students around Asheville. And there's a lot of different events going on. There's a lot of educational stuff. There's going to be film screenings, which are also really awesome, educational Trouble. There's going to be a marathon of that.
Do you want to describe what Trouble is?
You can go for it.
All right. It's a 30-minute monthly short documentary with a bunch of pointed questions afterwards. And it's meant to be watched collectively, but it's produced by the awesome people at Sub.media. And they include such things as, what, borders, anti-fascism, surveillance, and a few others.
Yeah. So that's going to be really awesome.
I'm an avid fan.
Sweet. Well, we'll see you there then.
Yeah.
I guess. Cool. Sweet. A lot of it's educational stuff. A lot of it is also just getting folks who are interested in this stuff in the same room. And some of it is, like, tools for resiliency and resistance. Like, there's a herbalism workshop that's going to be next Saturday. And, like, self-defense. So it's some education and also, like, giving students tools and resources as well.
So you had mentioned self-defense. Can you talk a little bit about that workshop, what that's going to entail?
Yeah, I can read their blurb. It says, sexual assault on campus is disturbingly common and frequently involves substance use, physical force, or both. How do we practice sexual consent when we're drunk and high? How do we define and communicate our boundaries? How do we fight off someone who won't listen? How do we keep ourselves and our friends safe? And what do we do if we realize we f***ed up? We will explore questions like these, and we will hit stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
And where can people find out more information about the events of the week?
So if you haven't seen flyers around, there is the Facebook page, UNCA Radical Rush, and all of the events will be posted up on there with information.
Cool. And can you talk about the range of dates when these are going to happen?
So Radical Rush is going to be from Monday, September 18th up till Sunday, September 24th. So all of next week.
And I'm excited in particular about the benefit show that's going to be at the end of it. Do you know any details about that that you could share?
So it's going to be at Firestorm, which is awesome. I love when Firestorm has shows. And all of the funds, it's a recommended donation, and all of that is going to go towards a DACA defense fund. Really great bands. Nomadic War Machine, Lacrimosa, Cloudgazer A. All right. Woo! Local. Love it. I mean, I think they're all local, actually. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
That's great.
Sick.
Do you have any suggestions or tips for folks who want to bring this kind of model to their community? Like, what sorts of help is good to ask for? How do you bring in resources? That sort of thing.
So definitely talk to your friends. Talk to, if anyone is like leaning even slightly in your direction of thought on issues that matter to you, just like engage with them. Ask them if they have friends that also feel similarly. If you're like, wow, Trump, fascism, and I'm going to do this and this and this. I wish I could do this and this and this. Like, being in the same room with those people, that energy can be a huge mobilizing factor. So just like reaching out and getting in the same place. Definitely, like, if possible, reaching out to your community. If there is an anarchist bookstore, you know, if there is like an organization that is leaning in politics that you align with, just reaching out, and which can be hard and definitely has been a barrier for me as a student and someone who's like real socially anxious. But once you have like that one friend or like two friends that you kind of like get along with, mobilizing together, it gets a lot easier.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Cool. Thanks a lot for talking, Beck.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Thanks for having me.
More audio from The Final Straw of Radio can be found at thefinalstrawofradio.noblogs.org, and you can contact us at thefinalstrawofradio@riseup.net for comments and suggestions. This
mini episode
may be featured in an upcoming episode, but maybe not. So check out and subscribe to our podcast, available in many of those nasty databases like iTunes. And remember, sharing is caring. You can find suggestions and tips about how to subscribe to our podcast at our website that I already mentioned once. If you say something and you're like, oh, wait, I don't want that, blah, 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 is a great, okay, like, yeah, when I'm editing. Plus, I collect all the blah, blah, blahs from different people, and I make electronic songs with it. Beats behind it.